Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Laminate, file, drawer.
Are you done your morning mantra now?
I need to remind myself every day how to handle these documents. How is it you think I stay so efficient? Wasn't rhetorical.
Oh, I thought you were actually asking me a question.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's not rhetorical. See, so rhetorical would be where I was asking the question.
I actually need to go look up the word rhetorical.
Maybe that would be good. I'll wait and then we'll resume.
The library is right around the corner. You can grab one for me and read it to me.
I mean, you have digital access. It seems almost demeaning to make me walk to the library.
It's much nicer if you actually walk over to the library and get it for me.
You. Fine. Rhetorical.
Mm-hmm.
Adjective.
Yes.
A question posed to make a point without a serious expectation of an answer. Why do I let you convince me to do these things?
So you actually weren't expecting an answer? You were just saying it so you could sound smart?
Well, that was a rhetorical question also.
I'm done. You can leave my ship now.
No. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't leave the ship, except in circumstances that demand it, which have yet to come up because I am doing great HR work here on the ship.
Hey, Bartholomew, what are you doing outside the ship?
My HR work wasn't so good.
Look, I'm putting on my backpack. I'm going with Beatrix. We're going to go find food.
Yeah, Bob is really showing some initiative.
That's great, Bob. That's exactly what we've been hoping for out of you.
Well, you know, I think those conversations we had were actually really helpful.
Well, no, I'm glad. So that did help you then?
Oh, 100%. The whole, you care not allowed to fill out a sick form again, really motivated me to go find the food.
You know, thanks for telling me that, Bob, because, you know, the truth is sometimes when I can't get along with certain parties, like the captain or somebody else or whatever.
That was a really specific example.
Yeah, that was pretty specific.
It's not specific. Just,
well, I mean, we get along pretty well most of the time. And
no, but I mean, I could have just as easily said like Beatrix or what. I'm just saying if I don't get along
you don't get along with Beatrix?
No. Beatrix and I are...
Okay.
We get along great. I was talking about the captain.
Oh, so you were talking about the captain. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't think the captain likes me at all. I'm just like, put that out there. I'm sure everyone else is the...
Well, actually, I think she and I have a bit of a repartee.
Oh, great. Maybe today's not the day we cross the line, Beatrix. I think maybe Barty needs us to sit here and, you know, help him out here. Look at his face. Look at that face.
Bartholomew, but thank you for the sentiment, Bob.
Listen, Bob, I'm not going to lose the motivation that you have to join me in the woods, so I'm just going to look at you right now, Barty, and I'm going to say this. You are a great HR manager. You do a great job, and you should be appreciated for the work that you do. You file all that paperwork for us, and you constantly make sure our morale is boosted.
Yeah.
You're great at what you do.
Well, thanks, Beatrix.
All right, now we're going to the woods. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye.
I gotta keep up. Sorry, Bartholomew. Oh, God. Slow down. I'm coming, Beatrix. Hold up. Slow down.
Bob, I need you to keep pace with me, okay?
Okay, I'm trying.
I have a routine.
I know. Thanks for letting me come with us so we could get food
absolutely,
together.
Yes, absolutely. I just, I go a little bit further every day, so that means I need to pick my pace up just a little bit more every day.
Okay, but whoa, we're pretty high up.
Yeah. Oh. Oxygen gets a little bit less thick here. Is that a good word to describe it?
I don't know. There's a bit of a ringing in my ears. Can you say that again?
Oxygen, it gets a little less thick up here. It's very thin oxygen levels.
Oh, I feel like I need to sit down. I'm sort of going to pass out. Can I just sit down for a second?
Yeah, why don't you sit down for a second?
Oh, we can still see the ship.
Yeah, but it's just real tiny.
Yeah, okay. I think maybe this is far enough for us to find food, okay? Maybe we could just search here for some food.
All right. If you think this is a good spot, Bob, if something inside of you is saying yes, then we will search.
Okay. Look, there's something right there.
I'm not sure that's edible. It looks like a small pile of fecal matter.
Oh, wait. I was reading about these. They're mushy things. They're
Bob, I'm gonna tell you right now. I really think that's poop.
I don't think that's
no,
poop.
No, Bob, I'm pretty sure that is a pile of poo.
No, look, you can just touch it.
Oh, Bob, I really have a feeling.
Oh, no, that's definitely poop.
Yeah, that's poop.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Listen, Captain, all I'm saying is they expressed some appreciation for me. And I'd like it if you could do the same.
Well, it's not going to happen because I just don't feel like it. I think it's a great idea, but at least you've gotten some kind of feedback from them.
You don't feel like expressing appreciation for me. I do all this work. I went through the list with you this morning. Print and laminate and file and drawer. I do this all the time. R73s, R2s, T63s, the abstract series.
Honestly, Bartholomew, I really wish I could help you, but it's just not wired into my motherboard. I'm sorry.
So, if that's not wired into your motherboard, as you say, what is? What have you been doing for the ship lately?
That's classified information, and you should know that.
Hey, Beatrix?
Mm-hmm?
Sorry, just can we pause for a second? I'm starting to, see, colors.
Oh, are you seeing the greens?
Yeah.
They're so lovely.
Oh, and
the blues of the sky. A different shade of grass on the ground. And the browns that are all around us, too. It's a veritable color palette.
Beatrix, do you ever get, the sense that we've done this before?
Well, I mean, I've done this before. I come out here every day.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. That's crazy, and I've never come out here before.
No, I mean, have you?
No. It's just like you were going to bring me. We're going to find food. I'm feeling really motivated today.
That's weird. I'm having some strange deja vu. It feels like you've been here before, but
I know.
Maybe it's just because I when I'm out here by myself for a long time, I tend to have conversations with, what? You know, fake you and fake Bartholomew and fake Captain.
Really?
You
have conversations? I need to sit down. Sorry, let me sit.
Well, we just when it's just me, I just say Bob, how goes food finding, and you'll be like, oh, you know, I'm so cold and found in the food.
That sounds just like
you. That sounds just like you, right? And then I'll imagine Bartholomew's here, and I'll be like, hey, Bartholomew, how goes the RG495,000? And he'll be like, oh, I just filled out 3,000 of those that I've laminated and I put them in a workbook. And I'm like, oh, you did such a good job.
You didn't sign your R279.
And then this, you know, the other thing I do is I'll pretend to be the ship, and I'm like, hey, ship, how are you? And she's like, shut up. And that's usually about as long as our conversations
are. I don't talk to you.
Yeah.
My point is, they don't mock me.
I don't know why you're so sensitive. Is everything okay? Like, what? Why? Where is this coming from?
You know what? You're right. It's not really about lamination or even appreciation. It's just, I feel like we haven't been getting anywhere lately, you know? Like Bob and Beatrix are out on their mushroom expedition again. Mm-hmm. We know how that one ends.
Well, at least he's taking some initiative. That's some progress.
It's just, is it really getting us anywhere? I feel like it's my job to make sure the team is actually achieving something.
Right.
And I think I might be failing at that.
Bob, what'd you put in your mouth?
What?
What's in your mouth?
Nothing.
Put it in my hand. What is that?
No.
Spit it out.
That was the last bag of chips.
You had chips?
Well, yeah, there's boxes of them back at the...
You had boxes of chips?
Yeah.
Where were you keeping them, Bob?
Well, in my backpack.
Your backpack?
Yeah.
Oh, you had chips in your backpack this whole time?
Yeah.
How many bags of chips you had, Bob?
A lot?
No. How many bags?
Well, I don't understand.
Give me a rough estimate.
I don't know. I found all these scratch marks on a piece of paper in my backpack because it's like someone was taking them. There were less every time I looked.
Probably because you were eating them, Bob, and you lost track of it.
That's possible.
Bob, you should have been sharing those.
Look,
been getting by on nothing. We've been getting by on tasteless rations, blobs of goo that are meant to sustain, not to feed.
Beatrice, I know I should have. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't want to hear this. You get back to the ship on your own.
Okay. Guess I'll just eat this chocolate bar alone.
To be honest with you, I know how you feel.
You do?
I do. It's frustrating. It's a lot of work, but that's your role. I don't know what to tell you. I can only do so much.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose we could revisit that for a moment and what it is exactly you are doing, but I don't want you to get me wrong. I'm optimistic about our team. Beatrix, she's got such gumption. She just is so enthusiastic about
Absolutely.
Her role.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, you can see he's hesitant, but he's got just the heart of a hero.
Right.
And I know we're gonna make it. I believe in us. I'm just worried I haven't been doing all that I can.
Mm. Well, I have to say, I think you've been doing your best. I'll give you that.
Really? So, you...
I gotta go fix something.
Oh. What's that? Beatrix? Is that you? Oh, she's still... Beatrix? You're coming back, right? I don't know how many chocolate bars I have left in here.
Beatrix? You're back a little earlier than usual, and hey, you used the front door.
I know.
That's almost first.
Yeah, I mean, there was that one time back in the, what was that? Three season cycles ago. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind. What brings you back?
I feel a bit guilty.
Why?
I abandoned Bob in the woods.
You did what?
I left him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I found out that he'd been hoarding rations, and not just rations, chips. And I just thought maybe if I just taught him a lesson by leaving him there, he might come back and see the reality of how much we need food, and the whole thing about sharing is caring and all of these other things. And I was so angry because, I mean, chips are my favorite, and I was just so mad at him, and he's so stupid sometimes, and I just wanted to punch him in the face. So instead of punching him, I left him to die.
Okay, Beatrix, but did you find out where he was stashing the rations before you left him in the woods?
In some boxes, in his backpack. I don't know. He's been, like, hoarding them like a field mouse.
I mean, priorities, Captain. I'm not sure it matters where they are. Beatrix is clearly distraught.
Thank you, Martha.
Yes, let's focus on the distraught Beatrix.
I have to go back out and look for him, right? I have to go back. It's my job. I'm the scout. I have to just go find him and...
Hey, what's the matter, Beatrix?
What? Bob, how did you get your way back here?
I don't know. I just, got out of one of those, you know, the pot thingies. Did you know I have a bunch of chocolate in my backpack?
I'm gonna kill you!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love Actual Plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, Olympus, I accept this message, in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.